Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome on this Wednesday, June 6, 2018. I'm David Knight. We have some amazing news. We're going to cover the elections. We're also going to talk about how Gretchen Carlson has elected to change the Miss America contest. Now, this sounds like fluff news, but I think there is something to this because this is part of the evolving culture. It is part of the submission to political correctness. It is part of the self-inflicted destruction of Western culture, the suicide pact that we have made as we worship at the altar of political correctness. I think it has to do with all of those things. And we're going to take a look in that context as to what happens to other things like the Star Wars franchise or the Southern Baptist Conference. Yeah, it's wide-ranging what we're doing to ourselves here. And it's all coming from just a few people in strategic places who have decided that they are going to destroy the foundations of Western civilization and things that put them in places where they are. Take a look at Gretchen Carlson. How did she get to where she is now at the head of the Miss America conference? Well, or the organization. She got to Fox News because she won the Miss America contest. It opened doors for her. And she traded on her looks to get there, quite frankly. It doesn't take a lot to read off of a teleprompter. Somebody else writes that for you and just sit there and read it. And evidence of this is this insane idea that she's got, that she's going to transform the Miss America contest. It's absolutely amazing. We're also going to take a look at what's going on with cannabis in Canada. That's right. Canadian cannabis is on the agenda for tomorrow. And they have a couple of bills. Looks like they're certain to pass. Of course, they had a referendum last year and they've been kind of slow walking this through as to how they're going to do it. We're going to take a look at what that's going to mean for stocks and profits and other things that are going to happen. But I think it's most important to take a look at what it means for prohibition. There is a talk as we look at the elections, as I said, the outcome yesterday and looking at what is coming up. There is also, we're going to take a look at some of the things that are happening around Jeff Sessions, the man who wants to keep our prohibition going, the man who wants to continue the destruction of not only due process, but of private property. If the police can take anything and everything you have without even suspecting you of a crime, without even charging you with a crime, and certainly without finding you guilty of a crime, there are no private property rights in America. Why are Republicans so adamant about this? It just absolutely amazes me. And of course, taxpayers have to pay for the prisons where we lock people up with mandatory minimums and so forth. It doesn't make any sense if you are somebody like Jeff Sessions. I wonder if the reason that Jeff Sessions isn't a crackhead is because of prohibition. Do you think that's the case? I mean, I would really like to get him in a room and interview him and ask him that question. Jeff, why aren't you a drug addict? Well, it's prohibition. I couldn't help myself otherwise. Seriously? I mean, I've been around this stuff all my life. I played in bands when I was in college. I never became an alcoholic. I never became a drug dealer, a drug user. I never even used the stuff. You don't need to have, I didn't need a sheriff kicking this stuff out of my hands. So we're going to take a look at that. We have an amazing clip of a tank that was stolen from a military base yesterday. And it went on a 60-mile chase down the road. I think you're going to enjoy that, as well as Chris Matthews saying that the Democrats have become so elitist that he hopes they lose. That's Chris Matthews saying he hopes the elitist Democrats, and he's quite honest and frank about it, and he is absolutely right. But when we look at what's going on with the failure to repeal Obamacare and the push to make DACA permanent that is going on with the Republican establishment. Let me tell you what. The elitists are not confined to the Democrat Party. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Wednesday, June 6, 2018. And, of course, we're going to have Lionel joining us in the at the bottom of the third hour. He's going to be on, and there's a lot of interesting news. As I point out, you know, we're going to take a look at the culture. Miss America has lost her swimsuit. Yes, according to Gretchen Carlson, they are no longer going to have swimsuit competition. We're going to take a look at the more important aspects, however, of what that story tells us. But before we do, I want to get into the just the general news. We've got a lot of individual news items here. Of course, we have a follow-up to yesterday's back and forth between President Trump and the Philadelphia Eagles, the NFL Super Bowl champions, who typically visit the White House, but they decided that they were going to send less than 10, some people say less than 5, players to the White House. It was going to be a photo op to embarrass President Trump, so he said, never mind, I'll just do something else. Forget about the NFL completely, and we'll just highlight the fact that they have a problem with the national anthem. And then you have a CNN analyst, Angela Rye, who points out that she has a problem with the national anthem, and she doesn't really, she's not really shy about it. This is what she had to say yesterday.
And we're going to now end up in a midterm where we're talking about the national anthem. The national anthem is problematic in and of itself. There's a second verse that Colin Kaepernick brought attention to that has yet to be discussed on broad platforms. In addition to that, people have every right to go through the practices of practicing free speech.
That's right. You have absolutely every right to go through the practice of free speech. But the people who are there to watch you, paid for tickets, they've got free time that they could be doing something else if they're watching NFL games, and they have been doing other things, and that's why the ratings are falling. And as I pointed out yesterday, it is the tone deafness of many of these players who think that they are protesting police brutality when in reality what they're protesting is the military. That's the way the American public sees it. You don't understand how your protest is being perceived here. The military sees the militaristic national anthem, the fact that it has been used for ceremonies of many of their friends who have died in service and so forth. They see this as respect for the military. And so if you're going to protest the police, you don't kick the cat down the road. Instead, what you need to do is you need to unite with people instead of dividing people. As I said yesterday, instead of dividing people between black and blue, why don't we unite everybody and say, let's find a way to reform the police. Let's find a way to get bad officers out of the force. As Frank Serpico used to say, you're always going to have, in any institution, you're going to have bad individuals. And so the question is the institution going to purge those bad individuals, or are they going to protect them? If they protect them, then the institution itself becomes corrupted. But if you want to really change things, you need to do it by uniting and rather than trying to divide people by race. But the people who are doing this, of course, they want us divided by race. The Democrat Party, they want this identity politics here, the politics of division, works for their benefit. That's what this is about. You're protesting the wrong thing, just like it doesn't do any good when there's police brutality to burn down a black business. It doesn't help. Again, it's kicking the cat because you're angry at somebody. And when we look at her specific issues here, now she quotes Colin Kaepernick. She said, there is a second verse that Colin Kaepernick, you know, that scholar of history, Colin Kaepernick, brought attention to that has yet to be discussed on broad platforms. Well, I've discussed it before. Let me discuss it again. She didn't mention what it was. It's just, oh, the second verse, which, by the way, nobody ever sings. You ever heard anybody sing the second verse? By the end of the first verse, everybody's voice is blown out. It's a very difficult song to sing. It began, by the way, this is just not really relevant, but it began as a bar tune back in the Revolutionary War time. They put it to a poem by Francis Scott Key, and context is everything, Angela. There is a context for the second verse. There is a historical context for all of this. What it was about, of course, if you look at the first verse, it was about a battle and the fact that after this battle, by the dawn's early light, they could still see the flag flying and so forth. But here's what she objects to in the second verse. And where is that band? And this is not a band in terms of a musical band. Again, we have to get into the historical language, Angela, okay? A band is a group of people. You might be familiar with the term in terms of the Band of Brothers, the film series that was put out. I know, by the way, this is the anniversary of D-Day, the Band of Brothers. Anyway, where is that band who so vauntingly swore, we'll forget defining vauntingly for her, that the havoc of war and battle's confusion, a home and a country should leave us no more? So in other words, what is he talking about? He's talking about a group of people who were waging war on Americans so that we wouldn't have a country and a home anymore. Okay? Now, next part of it. Their blood has washed out their foul footsteps pollution. No refuge could save the hireling and slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave and the star-spangled banner and triumph doth wave. Okay, now, let's go a little bit further into this. So these people who were trying to destroy our country and home were run out of town. And terror of flight, the gloom of the grave. They were run out of town or they were killed. And they had no refuge. Now, who were these people that had no refuge? This is what they take exception to. Because as soon as this historian scholar, Colin Kaepernick, sees the word slave, it's like, what's going on? Were they fighting slaves? Were they fighting African slaves in this battle? No, Angela. No, Colin, they weren't. They were fighting the British Navy. What does it mean when they say a hireling and a slave? A hireling was actually a term for someone who was a mercenary. The British Navy was made up of professional Navy soldiers, mercenaries, and where does the slave come in? The slave comes in from people who were either slaves of the king, not paying any attention to their own freedom, sacrificing their freedom to go fight a foreign war against people who just want to be free. We have to be careful that we don't become slaves in that sense today with our endless foreign wars, don't we? Nevertheless, these are people who voluntarily enslaved themselves to the king and enlisted, or people who were hired and being paid, hirelings, mercenaries, professional officers, or in many cases, they enslaved people, some of them Americans, by pressing them into service. They would go around, they didn't have enough people to man the boats. And so they would go around and grab people who were drunk, or sometimes they would find somebody who wasn't drunk. They'd club them over the head, and the next thing they'd find is that they woke up on a British ship, and they had been enslaved. They weren't going to get off of that British ship. It was going to either be, you be a sailor here, work for us, or we're going to kill you. Very harsh treatment. Yes, those people were really slaves. They weren't African slaves. It wasn't African slaves that were waging war against them, and they weren't coming after them because they were black. They weren't angry. They were saying, we took these people who wanted to destroy our home and our country, and they had to either flee or go to the grave. It's absolutely amazing to see how idiotic these people of Black Lives Matter are, all the way from Colin Kaepernick to Angela Rye on CNN. But Chris Matthews, I got new respect for him yesterday. I totally disagree with Chris, but at least he was honest about what the problem is in the Democrat Party. And we're going to play that. We don't have enough time in this segment to play it for you, but I'll tease it for you when we come back. He said, I'm rooting against the Democrat Party. They are too elite. And we're going to give you some examples of this. And we're also going to tell you how George Soros is not rooting against the Democrat Party. As a matter of fact, he's got a new horse in the race for a very important attorney general position. I don't know that he's going to, he hasn't given any money because this is Keith Ellison, the deputy director of the DNC, that elitist group. Keith Ellison has just jumped in because the attorney general in Minnesota announced at the last minute that he was going to run for higher office. So Keith Ellison filed immediately. And based on Soros getting involved in attorney general races, it is pretty much certain, in my opinion, he's going to be giving money to this guy.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship, brainwash young people against InfoWars, psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this Wednesday, June 6, 2018. We were just talking about the out-of-touch elitist multimillionaire NFL players, the out-of-touch CNN commentators trying to justify this misguided protest of police brutality by attacking the national anthem, saying, oh, you might have this troublesome phrase. You know, actually the word slave is used in the second verse. I talked about that a great deal, the idiocy of that. But Chris Matthews was very honest in terms of pointing out how elitist and out of touch the Democrat Party has become, just like these NFL players have become elitist and out of touch and don't understand what they're doing, don't understand how it's perceived, don't understand the correct way to go. But here's what Chris Matthews had to say. He said, I'm rooting against the Democrat Party. They're too elite. Here's Chris Matthews in a very candid, very honest, very accurate assessment. I don't agree with him on politics, but here's Chris Matthews.
There's so much elitism in the Democratic Party. It's so outrageous. And it all comes down to the notion of the meritocracy being entirely academic-based. You don't want to hear about a master plumber being an elite. He is, or she is, but it's all academic, and it's a game they've been playing with themselves, and it's self-saluting. And I'm telling you, the people feel it. There's a party going on, and they ain't invited to it. And that's a big part of this. It's not just economics. I don't buy the whole Marxist argument. It's all about economics. It's not all about economics. It's about sensing that your leaders give a damn about you personally. And when that going on, I see some people like that out in the Democratic Party today. And but they got to keep a low profile. You got to stay down. There's too much self-saluting. Too many events that seem to be about saluting them. Too many galas. People are tired of it. I'm sick of them. And by the way, I'm rooting against them. I am, even though I may agree with their policies, I think there's a party attitude of elitism, and I think they got to get over it. And it's too much talking to fundraisers, because the people they talk to on these kind of shows are really the people they want the money from, and they're the elite.
And, of course, he began that discussion with them by talking about Robert F. Kennedy. The anniversary of his assassination was either yesterday or today. As I've talked to Dr. William Pepper in the past, a guy who's looked at both the assassination of Martin Luther King, actually did a mock TV trial at the request of the King family. And before a jury, they had a real trial and presented evidence that it was actually a Memphis police officer. The jury unanimously agreed with that finding. And he's also, I talked to him about the RFK assassination, pointed out that the strange circumstances surrounding this, the fact that all the people who were there, yes, Sirhan was shooting a gun. It was very strange that he was there. He had no political involvement whatsoever. He had never said anything to anyone about politics or RFK, but he's screaming, RFK must die, RFK must die, and shooting the gun. But the people who were there don't believe, and neither did the coroner, that he was the one who shot RFK, and neither does Robert Kennedy's son, because the fatal wound came from the back, and he was in the front, and he didn't click close to him, and there were a lot of suspicious cover-ups involved with that. I won't go any further than that. His point about Robert Kennedy was, he said on the day that he was shot, Chris Matthews said, I talked to the guy, a waiter that was there in the kitchen, and he said, Robert Kennedy, he said, all these other guys who come in there, you know, they just like look right past you. They wouldn't pay any attention to him. He said, Robert Kennedy looked me in the eye. He was looking at me. And he said, it made me feel 10 stories high. And so that's what got Chris Matthews talking about elitism. People who just don't have any regard for the common person. One of the things he was saying was, you don't have an elitist master plumber. Yeah, they are elite in a certain way. I mean, that's elite in their field. I mean, how many people can do what a master plumber can do? Quite a few can't, right? And so you don't have people like that running for political office and succeeding. You do have people running like that in both parties. They typically don't succeed because the elitists in both parties. Occasionally you'll have somebody who's a small businessman or something who has a touch with the common people that wins in the Republican Party. Quite frankly, one of the things that Chris Matthews didn't say in this that he should have said is the elitist attitude that is there is reflected in Hillary Clinton and the DNC and their superdelegates. And the person who makes contact with the common man is Donald Trump. Look at the rallies. We've never had a politician who makes contact with the common people like Donald Trump does. He could look them in the eye. He could tell them that he understands their problems. And that is the key thing. If you can make contact with somebody, tell them that you understand and you agree with the problems as they see it, that's what gets you elected. Now, what gets you reelected is fixing the problems that you have identified. And we're going to take a look at the economy. The economy is cooking. That is always a key concern. If Democrats want to win, it is the economy, stupid. And President Trump, as I said the other day, has made the economy great again. So maybe the slogan for the next election, 2020, is mega. We made the economy great again. But when he talks about this and he talks about the elitists, he's really talking about people like Hillary Clinton. He's talking about the superdelegates. And here's another example of somebody that is an elitist that is just there because, hey, it's my turn. Claire McCaskill, Democrat of Missouri. As I point out on NTK Network, she's asking voters in Missouri to send her back to the U.S. Senate for another 6 years. But she got a question from a radio host, Steve Kraske, this week. Asked her this, really, this is a tough question. And I gotta feel sorry for Claire McCaskill because he really blindsided her with this question. Why do you want to run for office? You're going to run for office. You never expect somebody to ask you that question. That is like the first question, the most softball question anybody can ever ask you. If you don't have an answer ready for that, what are you doing there? And this isn't her first term. It's not her first rodeo. It's her third one. And she says, I think that's a good question. It was probably the circumstance that I found myself in as it related to what's going on in Missouri and in this country. She sounded like Miss Teen South Carolina. And the American, I said, I think we need a check and we need a balance. She needs a check to balance her checking account. That's why she's running. McCaskill proceeded to tout her bipartisan bona fides, asserting that Missouri, quote, has always, I think, benefited from the fact that we have both parties that have some power. Oh, wow. Yeah, she just should have said, it's my turn, like Hillary Clinton. It's my turn. Another career elitist who doesn't know or care about anything. Shouldn't care about people's economy. She doesn't care about your job. She doesn't care about anything. Doesn't care about your privacy. Doesn't care about your liberty. I don't know. That's a good question. Why am I running? I don't know. I guess I need a check. And then we have the Republican establishment. You know, the Washington Examiner said, Republicans, Democrats, and independents alike say they would be more inclined to support candidates who want to reduce insurance costs. See, that's a felt need, isn't it? After Obamacare, we all feel the need to reduce our insurance, our health care insurance costs. Do the Republicans care? You know, let's ask them that because, we had the Republicans who got the House, then we voted, said, no, we need the Senate in order to get rid of Obamacare. Okay, you got the Senate. No, we need the presidency. Okay, you got the presidency. Now, with all three of them, they're still not doing anything. You want to talk about elitists? They say, since Obamacare took effect, premiums have soared. Consider the average 2017 rates on healthcare.gov exchanges were more than double the average individual market rates 4 years earlier. Before Obama tanked our health care costs. Well, he didn't tank them. He spiked them. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home.
But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Yeah, we've had amazing employment news, and we got more amazing employment news today, as a matter of fact. The highest number of jobs, number of job openings that the Bureau of Labor Statistics has ever recorded. The number of jobs available, job openings, is higher than the number of people who are unemployed. That's pretty amazing. That's a result of cutting regulation, cutting taxes. Why won't they cut the tax, the regulation of Obamacare? Well, I'll tell you why. It's because you've got people like Paul Ryan who are there. And you got people like Mitt Romney who are trying to get in there. Mitt Romney was the establishment's ace in the hole in case Barack Obama didn't get elected, so that they could get Obamacare or Romney Care, because Mitt Romney had done it with Ted Kennedy in Massachusetts. The exact same plan. They had to have this. And so they still got their guy, his running mate, Paul Ryan. They've got him in place to keep a lid on this, to make sure that we don't get rid of this, even though we have had multiple elections where we've told the Republicans, we want you to get rid of this Obamacare mandate. And as I said before, the health premiums have doubled from 2013, before it was enacted, to 2017. And they're still going up. As Washington Examiner points out, In 2019, Virginia's insurers intend to raise exchange plan prices as much as 64%. How can you do that on an annual basis? Something is going up that fast, 64% a year. This is looking kind of like Venezuelan socialism, isn't it? Yeah, it's called hyperinflation. And we have it wherever we apply socialism. And now we've got hyperinflation in health insurance costs because we've applied socialism to healthcare. But it is absolutely imperative for the globalist elite that they enact this, because the key foundations of building a socialist society are having the government provide mandatory education to everybody. And the other part of it is controlling your healthcare. Those are the key foundations to socialism. In Maryland, the Obamacare exchanges are going to jump by more than 91% next year. So overall, in 4 years, Obamacare doubled our insurance premiums. And in Virginia, in Virginia 64%, but in Maryland, they're going to double it next year. And still, we've got the Republican establishment working with the Democrats to try to diddle around and do nothing. Speaking of diddling around and doing nothing, pressure is building on Attorney General Sessions. President Trump poured the scorn on yesterday again. He tweeted out, "The Russian witch hunt hoax continues, all because Jeff Sessions didn't tell me he was going to recuse himself. I would have quickly picked somebody else. So much time and money wasted, so many lives ruined, and Sessions knew better than most that there was no collusion." And no conclusion either. There's no collusion, but there will be no conclusion, as this thing will go forever. I wonder if President Trump sees that buried bit of news, and I only saw it in one spot, and I reported it, but they have already allocated, the Department of Justice, under Jeff Sessions, has already allocated another $10 million for fiscal year 2019 for Mueller's investigation to continue to go. Even though there is no collusion, there will be no conclusion. And that money doesn't start kicking in until October. So that's still, you know, what is it, 4 months away? And then going to fund it for another year, at least another $10 million? He's not planning on stopping this. He's repeatedly called out Jeff Sessions. This isn't the first time that he's done this. And as they point out on Reuters, Trump could fire him. But so far he hasn't, obviously. He's publicly contemplated firing him and Rosenstein and Stein and Mueller and so forth. And we have an article on Infowars.com from Marty Gottesfeld. Said, hey, we've got this hashtag Fire Sessions petition. You know, that's a Twitter hashtag, Fire Sessions. We got a petition topped 8,500 with just hours left, he pointed out yesterday. It's been 4 weeks, many articles, but the White House petition asking President Trump to can our worthless attorney general like tuna is up over 8,500 signatures, has climbed almost all the way to the top of the list of active petitions at whitehouse.gov. It'll expire soon, so go there and have your voice heard, because we want this no collusion investigation to conclude, instead of continuing to go on. All right, we had an election yesterday, California. As CNN points out, key House races in California are still undecided and may be for days. Ah, this is very interesting, isn't it? In fact, it may be days, if not more than a week, before all the votes are tallied in just three races. Why is this happening, you may ask? I asked that question. I mean, don't we have electronic voting machines? Did they forget? If they don't have electronic voting machines, do they forget to have some people come down to the polling places so the people could count the votes? What is going on? Why does it take days or weeks to tally all these votes here? Well, they still got to look at all of these backlogs of mail-in votes or absentee votes or whatever. Still, you didn't anticipate that you're going to have absentee votes, so you didn't hire anybody to count these things. See, whenever I look at this kind of stuff, it always reminds me of the 1960 election with Kennedy and Nixon, and how they delayed and delayed and delayed, and then in Cook County, that was Mayor Daley's little precinct there, they managed to flip enough votes there, discover enough votes that they were able to flip that area, flip the state, flip the country for Kennedy there and in Texas as well. And it was very narrow there in Chicago. I see this all the time, don't you? Isn't it funny how in the cities, the Democrat strongholds. You always see the rural areas where you'd think they don't have a lot of fancy machines or a lot of people to count the votes. Rural areas always turn in their results. And it's just like a game of poker. The Democrats sit there with their hand and they say, show me what you've got. Okay, wait a minute. I got to think a little bit here. Let me put my hand in my lap and see what I can find up my sleeve. Oh yeah, look at this. I found a couple of aces. How's that? I just trumped what you got there. And I think that's what's going on because these districts, as they then point out in the next sentence on CNN, these districts, which are held by Republicans but were won by Hillary Clinton in 2016, are key to Democrat hopes of notching the 23 seats that they need to win back the House. Oh, well, okay, that explains it all, doesn't it? Because, see, in the California system, you don't have a winner from each of the parties. It is the top two that move on to the general election, even if they're both Democrats, and maybe they need to continue to scrutinize these votes to see if maybe instead of having a Republican on the ballot, they got two Democrats. Maybe that's what's going on. I'm very suspicious, especially with it being California and especially with it being such a high stakes issue for them. It's only those districts where they want to flip it from Republican to Democrat that they're having to wait 4 weeks to count the votes. grab your hanging chads because we're going to see how this goes as we look at this, which is another reason, folks, why we have the Electoral College. And also why we need to have borders. As Breitbart points out, the chain migration that may result from DACA amnesty, which is now being pushed by the establishment Republicans along with the Democrats, along with big business lobby and so forth who want free labor or very cheap labor, all these people have teamed up and they're now pushing for DACA to become law because, see, DACA is not a law. DACA is not a law. So why is it that a federal judge can tell President Trump that he can't get rid of DACA? And why doesn't President Trump get rid of it? That's the question. It's purely political. And I think it is President Trump pandering now to the other side. After he told his Republican voters that he wanted to do something about the border, he doesn't want to do anything when it comes to DACA. Doesn't want to do it. And, of course, he could use the military to protect the border. It actually is legal to use the military to protect the border. He could fund the wall out of the defense budget. Steel and aluminum tariffs are there to defend our country. Certainly, a border wall would be there to defend our country. But when we look at this, the chain migration from DACA could be twice the size of L.A. And if they've got that many people coming in and they want them to come into California, they could flip the election, couldn't they? Very easily. That's why you have the Electoral College, to try to contain the corruption. We'll be right back.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm going to give you the story here that I teased at the top of the hour about a soldier stealing a tank from a military base in Virginia and going the police there going on a 60-mile pursuit. Amazing story. And we're going to take a look at what's going on with the Trump-Kim summit. Some very unusual things are taking place there, and I'm not talking about only the fact that Dennis Rodman may be a part of this. Yeah, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on with that summit. But before we do, I want to tell you about the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program. We have the Memorial Day sale continued, free shipping, everything store-wide, and a couple of dozen of our most popular products 50% off. Here are some of those. Super Male Vitality, Silver Bullet, Alpha Power, The Real Red Pill, Brain Force Plus, my personal favorite. It really does help me to focus my mind. It's a very effective product. And I also have Silver Bullet. I take colloidal silver with me whenever I travel, because silver is very effective at fighting both viruses and bacteria. You know, they still use it in for severely burned patients. They have salves that silver is the active ingredient there to fight virus and bacteria. And speaking of silver, we have all of our Super Blue products that contain nano silver, two flavors of toothpaste as well as a mouthwash, and the gargle spray, which you can use topically, not just in your mouth. You can spray that on your hands as well. All of those Super Blue products are 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. And finally, we have X2 nascent iodine and BioTrue selenium in a combo pack, 50% off. Those are two items that you really need for your health. Selenium is very essential to good health, and so is iodine. The question is, are you going to get a good source of those? Our iodine is nascent iodine, and our selenium is non-GMO organic selenium. So you can get those on a combo 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, along with free shipping store-wide. All right, let's take a look at this story reported by RT. Officers, Virginia State Police, they said probably couldn't believe what they were hearing and seeing. As I said, a tank had been spotted speeding down the interstate highway. Speeding is a relative term here. Has a top speed of 40 miles an hour. So as you can see there, if you're looking at the clip, it was really more like an escort. And all these clips that people were putting up on social media, laughing out loud. They heard all the sirens. They saw all the flashing lights. And all of a sudden, this tank goes by them and at about 40 miles an hour. But it went for about 60 miles. I guess he eventually ran out of fuel because, you know, they don't get very good gas mileage. Said, yeah, he just stopped. He was probably out of fuel. What this reminded me of, anybody remember this old movie from maybe back in the 1980s with Jim Garner? He played this military guy, and he had his own World War II tank. And something happens with the local cops, and they arrest his son unjustly, and it's some corrupt cops or something. And so he goes to break his son out of jail using his World War II tank. And that's what reminded me. Here, I'll play a quick trailer of this. Here's Tank with James Garner, a little bit of the trailer.
Today in Clementsville, in what has to be the most unusual prison break in recent history, Sergeant Major Zach Carey broke his son William out of the Clements County Correctional Facility using a World War II Sherman tank.
The sergeant, by the way, that tank didn't have any ammunition.
We're not running away from the law. We're running to the law, Bill. We're going to win.
They're going to lose, General.
See that cracker trying to stop a tank.
Zach Carey won't tread lightly on the men.
Whoa, right over the police car. That didn't happen either.
Tank.
Yeah, there was no explosions, no ammunition in that tank. It was unarmed. Hollywood's got to have explosions. And they've got to have people driving over parked police vehicles set up as a roadblock. I wonder if James Garner did any Rockford turns in that tank. He was a race car driver, but I bet that was a pretty slow chase. And that I'll have to go back and check that out if I can find that somewhere. All right, let's talk about the coming North Korean summit. As Politico is looking at this, they said, of course, it's an unprecedented event. You've never had a U.S. president meet with a North Korean leader. This is a war that's been going on for 68 years. They had a truce, but they never had an end to the war officially. And Kim, prior to going to Beijing in March, had never, ever met with a foreign official. So things are, it's all kind of new in many ways. They said, now, these are some of the things that may become problems, according to Politico. First of all, the physical touching. In North Korea, you are not allowed to touch the dear leader, of course, right? And when one of them dies, you must cry profusely, or you might wind up in a prison camp. Of course, the whole country is a prison camp, but it gets even worse in the official prison camps. They said, while it is virtually unthinkable for a North Korean to touch Kim without permission, Trump is famous for making his alpha male physical contact with politicians. What if he gives him one of those Macron handshakes? That doesn't let go. He's famous for his aggressive handshake. They dub it the clasp and yank, in which he pulls his visitor toward him, putting the person off balance. I said, well, okay, that might be a problem, but, you know, when he met the South Korean leader, Moon, they were holding hands, walking back and forth across the border. You may remember that video. And there were hugs and so forth and that, so maybe that's okay. Maybe there's no problem with that. Then there's a height differential, a big height differential, 7 inches difference in their height. But Madeleine Albright had a suggestion. She said the gap can be narrowed. She said when she met with leaders that were taller than her, she wore high heels. So maybe Kim can wear some high heels. Of course, that's going to complicate the matter if he gets one of these clasp and yank handshakes from President Trump. That might really throw him off if he's wearing high heels or elevator shoes. And then, of course, they say, well, that may not be a problem because he's met with Dennis Rodman, and Dennis Rodman's going to be there. But, you know, Dennis Rodman is a basketball player, so people expect him to be unusually tall, but that's okay. And then there's, what are they going to eat? They could be biased in terms of the food selection. They said a neutral selection might be to go with something that is Singaporean in cuisine because it's going to be in Singapore. Maybe they'll have American or Korean dishes. I think that President Trump will probably break the ice and ask him, you want fries with that? I can seal the deal with a happy meal. How about that? And then there's the hotel that Trump picked for the North Korean summit. As the Daily Caller points out, will show Kim just how glorious capitalism is, and it will also point out how broke he is. He had to go asking, but you probably saw the articles over the weekend. He was telling the U.S., you got to pay for my hotel bill. I can't afford this. The entire wealth of the country, which is mine, is not enough to pay for a hotel bill at the Capella Hotel on Sentosa Island. They have it's a private island, beaches, pools, all the best of capitalism, they say there, and, lifestyles of the rich and famous. And, of course, that is not the lifestyle of anybody living in North Korea. No, socialism, you eventually run out of other people's money. And when you have all of the control of the economy and you don't know what you're doing, this is why we don't want anybody, Republican or Democrat, controlling our economy out of Washington. They just don't have enough information. They really don't. They can't model it very well. I mean, the economy is organic. People are constantly making decisions and voting, and they just can't model it. Nobody is smart enough to do this. They all think they are, don't they? All these Keynesian economists, they think they're smart enough to come up with these macroeconomic models, but they aren't. They don't have enough information. And the interesting thing is we looked at this over the weekend. Of course, he said, I don't have the money for this. You know, is the U.S. going to pay for this or whatever? They had an anti-nuke group said, we just won the Nobel Prize, and we got our Nobel Prize money. We'll pay for your hotel bill and for all of your entourage. So problem solved. They got a Nobel Prize-winning group is going to pay for this poor dictator. And then we have Dennis Rodman brought into the mix. That has just come out. Yesterday evening. NBA star will be there next week. Sources say he could even play a role, a sort of role, in the negotiations. One source said no matter what you might think about his presence, one thing's for sure. The ratings will be huge. Or huge, I guess we could say, right? he's been there 5 times. And these two guys are kind of close friends. So this is going to be a very entertaining summit. Whether they denuclearize the peninsula or not, I don't know. I'm still very skeptical that this is a genuine effort by the North Koreans. They first said, yeah, okay, we'll do the denuclearization thing. But then they said, no, we're keeping the bombs that we've already made. And the South Koreans want us to keep the 30,000 troops there. I don't know. We'll have to see. We're hopeful that we could have some kind of peace there instead of a war. We'll be right back. We've got more news. We've got California after they have had their election. They have elected to tell you that it's going to be against the law in California to shower and do laundry on the same day. That's what their authoritarians have elected there.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139. You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, my wife was looking through the news yesterday. She says, look at this article. We've got a woman who's suing her parents for being ugly. And I said, well, maybe she should sue them instead for being stupid. It turns out that was a joke. It was a joke article, onion-like article. But maybe the voters of California should sue their politicians for being stupid. Oh, wait a minute. They voted for these guys. And this is what they're getting. I mean, who needs a North Korean dictator who can't even afford to pay his hotel room when he goes to the summit? He's got to look for charity donations from a peace group. Who needs somebody like that when you've got a Democrat governor in California? This is Governor Jerry Brown, as Zero Hedge is pointing out. He's retiring, but not before he passes a few draconian laws as a parting gift for Californians. Two of these bills were signed into law Thursday last week to help California be better prepared for future droughts and the effects of climate change. Maybe they didn't get the memo that climate change is dead. That's what a Berkeley scholar admitted. Yeah, it's run its course. Everybody realizes it's a fraud. We tried global cooling, then we tried, you know, new ice age was coming, then global warming, then we went climate change. Ah, the people realize it's a fraud. But not in California. They're still using this. Now that these bills are law, it's illegal to take a shower and do a load of laundry in the same day because you will exceed your ration. Senate Bill 606 established a governing body to look at water supplies. This is the way the socialists operate. And they're going to take them right down the road to Venezuela. As we talked about, you know, the healthcare system that we've got here, the health insurance plan, it's being run like Venezuelan socialism. And we are seeing things go through spiraling hyperinflation in terms of price and unobtainability, just as we see in Venezuela as well. That's what always happens with socialism. So they're going to have a governing body to look over all water suppliers, whether they're private or public, and a lot of paperwork will be involved as well. Oh, yes, to satisfy that burgeoning bureaucracy and all those jobs that they're going to add there. And then the assembly bill made it personal, putting limits on indoor water usage for every person in California. And the amount allowed will decrease even further over the next 12 years. Until January the 1st, 2025, they will establish a 55-gallon per capita daily. So they're going to have to know how many people are in your house. Oh, that's going to be a problem for the illegal aliens that are coming in. Oh, that's all right. They'll put them on the census, and then that will add more people on the voter rolls or the population base, and California will get more representation in the U.S. Congress, and they can control the rest of the country as well to a greater degree. So it's going to start out 2025, 55 gallons, and they're going to cut it gradually to 52.5 gallons, and they're going to get down by 2030 to 50 gallons per person per day. So it used to be that the government used to figure out ways that it could provide water to the transport, to the population. It used to figure out ways that it could build roads and provide transportation. Now what they're doing is looking at ways that they can ration and restrict your use of roads. Ration and restrict your use of water. Because the governments are now socialist in their orientation. And that's what socialists do. They ration. It always goes down this way. That's the way it's going down in California. That's a blueprint for disaster, a blueprint for socialism. And then we look at the genealogy site MyHeritage. They say that 92 million user accounts have been compromised. This is not even one of the larger places where you can turn over all of your information. I mean, they have 23andMe. They have MyHeritage. Well, MyHeritage has been compromised. Let me tell you something. If you give them your DNA, you have been compromised. Would you imagine that there's that many stupid people who would give their DNA to some organization. Now that information has been lost. I wonder who would want to steal DNA. Who do you think that might be? I wonder. You know, when they go back and they look at this, you don't have to be the stupid person who turned over your DNA. You just have to have somebody stupid in your family, even a distant cousin who does it. And then they can, by extension, find you as well. We've already seen this happen in some criminal cases. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's talk a little bit about NAFTA. That's in the news quite a bit. Kudlow is saying that Trump is seriously contemplating separate deals, trade deals, with Mexico and Canada. Of course, Trump has always said that he is about doing a lot of trade. Wants to do trade, but he wants to make it bilateral rather than multilateral. So in other words, instead of creating this abstract thing with its own courts that are going to adjudicate whether or not there's cheating going on and so forth that we don't have any control over, instead of damaging our sovereignty, instead of putting us under something, which is a beginning step to a North American Union, just as the European trade zone was a intermediate step to a European Union. Instead of doing that, he's going to do bilateral trade agreements. Let's take a look at our trading partner to the north, Canada. The Canadians will tomorrow be having a vote, a historic vote, to see whether or not Canada is going to do cannabis. They've already had a vote where the people said they want to do it. It's just the legislature is trying to work out the details of this, and they've taken quite a bit of time to do that. So tomorrow, marijuana history could be made. On Thursday, June the 7th, Canada's Senate is set to vote on Bill C-45, which is more commonly referred to as the Cannabis Act. If passed, it would become the first developed country in the world to legalize adult-use marijuana, with sales expected to commence in August or September. Passage looks to be all but certain. Conservatives in the Senate who had opposed the Cannabis Act are clearly in the minority, and a two-year tax-sharing agreement lined up with most provinces bears hope that Canada has all of its ducks in a row, reports Sean Williams. They said pot stocks have been ascending their to the heavens in recent years, and especially in the last few days, as they anticipate the fact that they're going to have a lot of exports. They said legalizing this in Canada is expected to generate about $5 billion. They say they think that they're going to have a lot of long-term supply deals with more than two dozen countries around the world that have legalized medical marijuana. And with the exception of Netherlands, they said no other country outside of Canada is actively exporting marijuana. Australia and Israel are going to become exporters. How about that? Australia, Israel, Canada. You hear, are you listening, Jeff Sessions? he doesn't even pay any attention to the 10th Amendment. He doesn't, because that's the thing that concerns me about it. People get into this because they like it for recreational use. I think people should have a right to use anything that they want to as a medicine. So we should get rid of both the DEA and the FDA. I don't think they should be there making decisions for us. We should have, take what the FDA is doing and turn it over to the Federal Trade Commission. If people are making, selling stuff, putting out improper information about what it is capable of doing, that is a fraud issue. But if you're fully informed, you should be able to make decisions about your own medical care. And they need to just get out of our life. And they need to start obeying the Constitution. We have a 10th Amendment and an 18th Amendment made it very clear that when they prohibited alcohol, they understood that the 10th Amendment was still in effect. And it hasn't gone away, even though the 18th Amendment has been repealed and we now have alcohol. And that plays into this as well. When they look at taxes, they said that taxes are so low that legal weed could steal beer and liquor market share. And that's something that they're concerned about here in America. That's why you've got the alcohol industry writing rules and sending them to the law enforcement industry and say, hey, why don't you crack down on these pot smokers in cars? Let's find a way to crack down on them. Anyway, they say that it's going to eliminate the black market from the equation. And this is an important lesson in prohibition, folks. The tax levels that are there. One of the reasons that Eric Garner got choked to death in New York City on the sidewalk is because he was selling Lucy's. Individual cigarettes. Why was he doing that? Well, they would bring in the cigarettes and they would sell them on the street because they were doing that as a way to avoid the confiscatory New York City taxes on tobacco. And so if your taxes get high enough, you create a black market. If you just prohibit it outright, you create a lucrative black market. And then when you create a black market, you wind up with things like MS-13 and the Sinaloa drug cartel. And so what they're talking about doing is the Canadians are smart enough. They want to keep the taxes low enough so they can eliminate the black market. And when you look at the taxes that they're putting on, in Canada they're talking about a very small tax. It gets up to a flat tax of 10% on the most expensive strains of cannabis. And if you compare that to California, people are paying up to 45% tax rate. So Canada, 10%. California, 45%. Because you got Democrats in California that are even worse than Trudeau's Canadians. Yes, I know he's really bad, but Jerry Brown and the California Democrats are in a class by themselves. They are world class stupid in terms of trying to control people's lives. So they're going to put marijuana there, and they are going to tax it 45% in California, but only 10% in Canada. And when you compare that to what's happening with the liquor industry, Canadians pay 80% on spirits, 65 to 70% taxes on wine, and 50% taxes on beer. So yeah, the beer and liquor industry are right to be concerned about the fact that, they didn't even have, I don't think they ever had alcohol prohibition in Canada. It's only in America what we were dumb enough to try that. and was smart enough to get rid of it after a short experiment. I mean, we've had the war on drugs going on now for 47 years, and nobody has awake to the corruption and the fact that it has facilitated organized crime monopolies, destroyed the rule of law, corrupted our police, and increased drug use all at the same time. How's that for a policy? And so when you look at this, yeah, they never had alcohol prohibition in Canada, so they could put up pretty high taxes. I mean, they might have some bootlegging going on there like they do with tobacco sales in New York City, but they're smart about that part of it. And they're saying that if they keep the taxes low, they believe that 2/3 of the current pot users will switch to legal retailers, according to a survey they just did in Canada. It said while Canadians may purchase cannabis more often, the survey suggests that they still won't necessarily indulge all that often. 41% of the people that they poll said that they will use it less than once a month. Just 20% said that they will use it every day. And both of those figures are unchanged from current usage. You get that? Legalizing it will have no effect on usage. Not any effect on people's planned usage. It will have an effect on the black market. Just as we have seen as the Western states have legalized marijuana, even with their confiscatory taxes, it has been a huge blow to the Mexican drug dealers. So much so that they're now trafficking in people and other crimes because we have allowed this drug war to create these very powerful criminal syndicates, and they're going to get involved in other lines of business if they don't have the drug business. But pot was one of their biggest sellers, one of their biggest parts of their profit, and we took that away. But not completely, because we got this story coming out of Breitbart. Smugglers attack Border Patrol agents with rocks. So you got people at the border, and they're throwing rocks, and they nearly kill these Border Patrol agents with some big rocks. That's pretty dangerous when you throw rocks at people, isn't it? You know, kind of like what's going on in Israel, Gaza, and so forth. You know, when you start hurling rocks with slingshots, as they were doing in Gaza, that's why I look at this, and I'm not going to second guess those people who are at the border without a lot more information than I've seen. I've seen how it's been portrayed. But if you got people there with very large slingshots, and I've seen the pictures of the people there shooting the slingshots at the Israeli soldiers across that border, that is a lethal weapon. And anyway, U.S. Border Patrols came under attack as they attempted to stop a group of marijuana smugglers from bringing their load in the U.S. Brownsville Border Patrol was alerted from calls that four men were trying to scale the border fence with bundles that appeared to be drugs. As they got there, they dropped the drugs, went across the way, and started throwing rocks at the Border Patrol agents, who had to take cover. These guys got away. They said there are four bundles that weighed 87 pounds. They estimate the value of the marijuana to be $70,000. See, if we want to stop the violence and the drugs, and if we understand that the walls are not going to stop these people, the war on drugs ending will stop this to a large degree. The things pulling them across are the welfare state the Democrats want in there, and the Republicans wanting cheap labor. That's the pull. The welfare state and the cheap labor. Of course, the Democrats want voters. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate. I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, You are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I want to put one more item in the news here as we're talking about the drug war. We're talking about border issues and so forth. Cancun, former famous vacation spot, hot spot for tourists, as Breitbart puts it, has now had with cartel. Again, these are organizations that were created by our war on drugs. Yes, MS-13. Was there. They were part of they were there because they're running drugs and so forth. But they were also given amnesty by the Californian officials. And now they have metastasized all over the United States. But they got their start with the drug industry, with the war on drugs. That's what created these types of drug cartel industries that are running throughout Central and South America. How's it look in Cancun? Well, they've already had 50 homicides in May. The total number of murders for 2018 now sits at 207. This is why, by the way, it is a defense issue. The best thing we could do to defend ourselves is to get rid of the, we got to stop the open borders and the welfare state. Those two combined are a blueprint for the destruction of America. You even had Democrat economists, Cloward and Piven, strategizing about that. But just common sense tells you that. Cloward and Piven said, before we can erect our socialist utopia, we have to destroy the existing order. The way we can do that is with the welfare state and to rapidly expand it with open borders. And that's exactly what the Democrats are trying to do. And the Republicans are working along right there with them. The Koch brothers are spending, going to spend millions of dollars running ads against President Trump on both immigration and trade. Those GOP rhinos, the Koch brothers, they're going to be spending money against the voters in the Republican Party want. But here's how this is breaking down in Cancun. If you look at 2016, they had 61 murders. The next year, 2017, they had about almost four times that much, 227. But so far, in just 5 months, there's been 207. And if you look at the trend this year, it has been accelerating every month from 38 in January to 50 in May. So it is continuing to accelerate in that one place. That is why this truly is a legitimate defense issue. There's absolutely no reason that President Trump, by executive order, can't say we're going to use the military to defend our borders. There are more people being killed on a retail level. Let's just point it out. By that I mean with guns and with machetes and with decapitations and hanging people off of bridges with the drug gangs in Mexico. More people are being killed there in the drug war than any other place on earth, including Afghanistan or Iraq. The only place where there's more people being killed is where it's going on wholesale with bombings and so forth in Syria. And we have some culpability in that as well. But that certainly is a defense issue. I mean, if we had Syria on our border, do you think we would have the military there to protect us? If we had something like the war in Afghanistan or Iraq, which have fewer casualties than Mexico, do you think we would be justified in putting the military there to protect the border? To take money out of the defense budget to build some kind of a wall to restrict the movement of drug cartels and these dangerous individuals through the border? It's absolutely absurd that that wouldn't be done when we got record defense spending. And it's also absurd that you got judges that would be telling President Trump that he can't enforce the law. Nothing changed. There was never any Dream Act. It's going to be a Dream Act if the Republican establishment works with the Democrat establishment. They're working on that right now to make that a law. But there is no law, so there's nothing for Jeff Sessions to be going back and forth with them in court about. They should just say, never mind. You don't have anything to say about that. This was an executive order by Obama's Department of Homeland Secretary and Trump's Department of Homeland Secretary can override that, or Trump can override it himself, just as he did with the Paris Climate Accord, just as he did with the Obama-Iran deal. He can also get rid of DACA. It has no more legal standing than those two documents. All right, so what is happening with NAFTA? Lawrence Kudlow said that Trump is seriously contemplating separate trade deals with Mexico and Canada. He said Trump's preference now, and he asked me to convey this. He said this on Fox and Friends yesterday. He said he asked me to convey this. Trump's preference is to actually negotiate with Mexico and Canada separately. Of course, it's called bilateral negotiations. Two sides, not multilateral negotiations. As Breitbart points out, the U.S. Trade Representative Robert Leitziger has also been, who's also working on the NAFTA issue, has said that they want to pursue bilateral rather than multilateral trade agreements because, just from a standpoint, he's not even making the sovereignty argument, but that is the most important part of this. But he's making purely an effectiveness argument. You know, they work better. He said bilateral agreements are easier to amend. They're easier to exit if you only got two countries involved. They can be narrowly tailored to fit different economies of the two countries. And, of course, we don't have to surrender our sovereignty to some new supranational group that is going to lord it over us, as we would have done with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And thankfully, President Trump got out of that on day one of his presidency. Saw that one coming a mile away. So he said, yeah, we're not going to do multilateral agreements. We're going to do bilateral agreements. We're going to have lots of trade, but we're going to do it with, we're going to negotiate these agreements one-on-one with different countries. Now, Mexico is getting very upset as they see their gravy train going away, and that's what NAFTA has been for them. As I've said many times, we had a rough parity on trade with Mexico. Sometimes we'd have a surplus, sometimes they would have a surplus. And it was always $2 to $5 billion one way or the other. As soon as NAFTA went through, $17 billion surplus to their advantage. And it's never gone lower than that since then. It's gone up to the 70s, but never lower than 17, where it immediately jumped. But Mexico, upset about NAFTA, said they're going to impose a 20% tariff on U.S. pork legs. I looked at this, I was talking to my family, I said, pork legs? Well, I saw this last night, I said, pork legs? Honey, do we eat pork legs? No, never mind. And my son said, well, it's because the Mexicans are buying them all. Evidently, and I looked it up, it is a dish for Central and South America. They like pork legs. We don't evidently eat them here. We export them. Mexico said the retaliatory tariffs would apply to pork legs and shoulders from U.S. suppliers. So I guess they're going to can the spam. Maybe that's part of it. We account for about 90% of their $1 billion annual exports of the cuts. And when you combine pork legs with pork shoulders, I said Mexico last year got about a $1.07 billion. I don't know. They think they're going to make it up somewhere else. Maybe they will. Nevertheless, when we look at what's going on with China is really our problem, in spite of what Howard Schultz said. You know, the guy who just left Starbucks and said he's going to go into public service. Everybody reads that to mean that he's going to become a presidential candidate. He said, our problem is not China. I guess he thinks our problem is bathrooms. That was his problem. Political correctness has killed the Democrat Party. It's killed Starbucks. I think it will. And now this guy is going to give us the benefit of his wisdom, the Starbucks executive chairman, former executive chairman, his first sit-down interview. He said, no, China's not a problem. China's not a problem. He doesn't even understand. He has no clue. But, of course, the people in Silicon Valley and the big multinational corporations, they love China. We'll talk about Facebook and Apple when we come back. Stay with us.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Our team is always looking for new ways to improve our products. That's why we've created the newest version of a fan favorite formula, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus contains the powerful pregnenolone formula, now with an added energy boost. Now you can support your heart, brain, and aging process with an added natural energy boost. The proprietary energy blend includes powerful ingredients like green tea extract, yerba mate leaf extract, and more. Paired with the powerful ingredients in the original Real Red Pill formula, the Real Red Pill has just what you need to support your body while getting the pick-me-up to get you through the day. The Real Red Pill Plus is a powerful investment into the future of your mind and body. Don't miss out on the all-new upgrade to your favorite product. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Real Red Pill Plus today. Get Real Red Pill Plus now at 50% off.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America. Broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, we're looking at the economic news, which has been absolutely staggering this week in terms of the jobs aspect of the economy. Beginning of the week, we saw that Friday that this came out. The jobless rate exceeded their expectations by about the number of jobs created were about 30% higher than they had anticipated. And it took unemployment down to a 48-year low, the lowest since 1969. And it's absolutely amazing what's happened. But, of course, the response by the media, Don Lemon and others, you know, well, what's full employment without full respect? It's like, you want respect for your job? I mean, seriously. You want to complain about the fact that unemployment for blacks has hit a record low in May, and then he tries to trash that. This is going to be the strategy of CNN and the Democrats to try to walk this back. One of the things I thought was most important about this was, in spite of the fact of all these jobs being created, Trump has cut federal payroll by 24,000 jobs. I think that is some of the most important information coming out of this. Because, you know, when I look at this, we've got the city of Stockton again. They have the youngest big city mayor in the United States. They're still on to this universal income scam. It's nothing but socialism. It is something that's being put out there by these Silicon Valley elitists, these multinational corporations, these people who go to Bilderberg. You know, they're talking a couple of years ago about the precariat, the proletariat, because these people have a Marxist perspective. They see themselves as being the elitist to control everybody. They're worried about the hoi polloi, the proletariat, and how precarious things are going to be once they shut down everybody's jobs. You know, these people are taking all the money for themselves. They got to figure out, well, what are we going to do with these people then who don't have any money, any way to get money? They're going to be pretty angry. And so the proletariat becomes the precariat, a very precarious position for these greedy elitists who won't be hiring people. They'll be building and deploying robots, self-driving cars, self-driving semi-trucks. It'll take away the transportation industry for people. So how do we pacify these people so we can do a soft kill? You know, because we've already convinced them that they don't want families. We've already put enough garbage in the food and water so that the sperm count has plummeted, so they physically are getting to the point where they can't reproduce. But they don't want to reproduce anyway. We've created this enmity between men and women. Men are despised. They have to go away. How do we control them in the meantime? Yeah, they're becoming extinct very quickly, but how do we control them? And so they're coming up with these ideas of universal basic income. But, you know, I would prefer to give these people who don't have jobs, I would prefer to give them welfare than to hire them as federal employees so they could follow me down the road nagging me and stealing my money all the time. I want to get rid of this army of federal employees that are there. And that's pretty much held constant. You know, we've had spikes during the Obama administration. There was a big spike in hiring with the Obama administration. But if you look at it, it's roughly held constant except for a spike that was centered around the census, to be fair. A lot of people that were hired for the census, and then it went back to the level that is way, way, way too high. But 24,000 jobs have been cut. The federal government cut 3,000 jobs in May. Federal employment has now dropped 24,000 since President Trump took office. That's a very good trend. And, of course, all these experts were the people telling us that Trump was going to tank the economy. If you go back and take a look at what some of these people said, like columnist Paul Krugman, the economist who writes for the New York Times, you know, he was saying that there's going to be a global recession with no end in sight. That was his take on the election. And Larry Summers and others were saying all the same stuff. It's going to be recession. It's going to be disaster. And that has not happened. Instead, just the opposite has happened. Most people saw this as a positive thing because they knew that it was going to be a cut in regulations and a cut in taxes, even anticipating that. For a full year, as President Trump was trying to get the Republicans to do something about it, people were anticipating that that was going to happen, and just the anticipation of tax cuts and regulation cuts were fueling the economy. And while all of that was happening, you had all these economists, quote-unquote, telling us, well, it's not going to do anything to help the economy. It's like, how can you say that? Just look at the anticipation, what it's doing to the economy. And then when the real thing kicked in, like you pointed out yesterday, Costco, 130,000 employees are taking up to $14 an hour. That's real stuff on these people's table that Nancy Pelosi wants to fight them over. She will fight you for every crumb that you get. And so then you've got these people in the Democrat Party. Again, this city, Stockton, California, the most populous U.S. city to ever declare bankruptcy. Now they want to just hand out $500 to people with no strings attached so they can try this proof of concept universal basic income. It's already been tried. It's called socialism. It doesn't work anywhere. Today we have the economy delivering the highest level of job openings ever recorded. So we've had record low unemployment for black people. and we have the lowest unemployment rate since 1969, and then the number of jobs is the highest number of job openings, jobs available, the highest that the Labor Department has ever recorded. And it's higher than the number of people who don't have jobs. So if you want a job, there is no excuse. Maybe we should just stop the welfare state right now, declare it finished. No, that's not going to happen. Even though President Trump is working on the situation with China, and China says, you know what? I tell you what we'll do. We'll give you $70 billion and you make this whole thing go away. All this stuff that President Trump is, you make those tariffs and stuff, you make that go away. We'll still keep this infrastructure here that favors us in place. $70 billion, as President Trump pointed out, you're losing $800 billion a year. There's no way to go but up. You can't lose this war when you're losing $800 billion a year. And the Chinese want to buy us off for $70 billion? Tell you what, we'll buy $70 billion a year stuff, whatever. You just stop the tariffs. I think that'd be foolish to do that. I hope Trump doesn't take them. I don't think he's going to do that. But it shows that they're starting to yield on these negotiations. But again, as I pointed out just before the break, we got the former executive chairman of Starbucks, now wants to be a politician, wants to run for president, and he has his first sit-down interview. I think it was with CNBC, and he said, China is not the problem. Oh, really? You don't think it's a problem? It's a problem in many, many different ways. The yuan is going global. China has the largest foreign reserves and infrastructure mega projects. As Gerald Celente says every time he gets on the program, he points out the business of China is business. They're not operating like a typical spoiled brat socialist authoritarian dictatorship. Yes, it is a socialist communist authoritarian dictatorship. But they are very aggressive with some very long-range plans because they have been helped by the people who make long-range plans, the Bilderberg globalist types, the multinational corporations. They selected China to be the model for the rest of the world. They are the beta test for surveillance, for population control. And they're not going to be like the little tinpot dictators in Venezuela and Nicaragua that want all the money for themselves, or the Kim Jong-uns in North Korea, who winds up with a country that's so broke that he can't even pay for his hotel bill for the summit. They're not going to be like that. They are building infrastructure projects. They call it the China Belt and Road Initiative, also known as the Silk Road Economic Belt, and the 21st Century Maritime Silk Road. They are building infrastructure, railroads, shipping lanes to get their products into the Middle East, into Africa, so they can get those natural resources from those people. They are working very strategically for the next set of this. And, of course, the share of the yuan in global trade is rising because of their foreign reserve excess that they have. Nevertheless, you got Facebook and Apple giving them everything that they want in terms of our privacy, in terms of looking at our data. Facebook has come out saying that they had data sharing partnerships with at least four Chinese electronic companies, including a manufacturing giant that has close relationship with China's government. This is a company that was flagged by the American intelligence officials as a national security threat. Senator Mark Warner of Virginia pointed out that this company's national security threat was nothing new. Back in 2012, there was a congressional report on this. Nevertheless, Facebook worked with them, just as Apple was doing as they moved their iCloud data for Chinese users there. They are enabling the authoritarian dictator there to control everything about his people, and it's coming here as well.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
The greetings of people in trouble, reflections of my life.
Oh, how they fill my eyes.
All my sorrow.
Welcome back. I want to talk a little bit about continue with economics and talk about Social Security. You know, we've dipped into the reserves for the first time in 36 years. They ran out of money 3 years sooner than they expected just a year ago. What is going on with this? And what is the UN's involvement in this and open borders? Yeah, it all plays together. We're also going to take a look at women in Saudi Arabia trying to drive and the price of parking spaces in Hong Kong. Absolutely astronomical. What do those things have to do with each other? Well, it all ties together. Stick around. I'll tell you how. Before we get to that, just want to tell you about the Memorial Day sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com that we have extended, and that is free shipping store-wide, 50% off a couple of dozen of our most popular items. Things like BrainForce Plus, Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver. Also, the Real Red Pill Plus, Super Male Vitality, Alpha Power, Immune Wall, all of these, 50% off plus free shipping. A few more here. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. That is a big savings. That's very expensive for us to produce. And 50% off is a big dollar savings. Also, all the Super Blue dental products, the two flavors of toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Immune Gargle, all of those are 50% off. They all have nano silver to fight virus and bacteria. Best toothpaste I've ever used, frankly. And also, We have X2 Nascent Iodine and our BioTrue Selenium in a combo pack, 50% off. Take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off plus free shipping. A big time to save and to support the operation here. We really do need and appreciate your support. All right, so Social Security has dipped into its trust fund. It's got a $3 trillion trust fund, and I put that word trust in air quotes. If you really trust Social Security, decades ago, before the UFO evidence started exploding, we had polls that would show more people believed in UFOs even then than believed that they would get money out of Social Security. They keep telling us they're going to have it there till 2034, but I'm not quite so sure. You know, we look at this and we look at the demographics, as they point out. The demographic trends are threatening its finances. Look, the problem with socialism and Social Security is socialism. The problem with socialism, as Margaret Thatcher said, is that you eventually run out of other people's money. Now, here's my corollary to that. The problem with Ponzi schemes is you eventually run out of other people. And that's what this is. This is nothing but a socialist Ponzi scheme. You're going to run out of other people to pay for you. There is no money in the trust fund for you. Instead, they're counting on future workers to pay that money back when you pull that out. And this goes back to its very beginning. In socialist Germany, Bismarck picked the age of 65 because that was the life expectancy at the time. They didn't plan on paying that to anybody. And these demographic trends that are bothering them so much is the declining family size and a slightly longer lifespan. And so those two things have come together to expose this Ponzi scheme. And what are they going to do to reform this? Well, you know that they're going to raise the retirement age, or they're going to decrease the benefits. That's all that they can do. Or, as they pointed out in 2000, the UN was begging the Western countries. They said, look, you got a big problem here. You know, we got this soft kill program going on. We have used everything that we can in our social propaganda to get people to not want families, not want children. We have encouraged abortion. We've encouraged birth control. We have demonized the male-female relationship here, demonized men, so forth. And we've done physical things to them that make it difficult for them to reproduce. You know, we've got this massive biological, chemical, radiological environment that we've created that's reduced fertility rates and so forth. Nevertheless, we still got a problem in Western countries where they have been able to do all those sociological and physiological things to people. Because then you've got an issue that we can't keep up with these welfare programs, and the people are going to get angry, especially when we start taking their jobs with robots. So what are we going to do about that? Well, let's bring in people from the third world. And that's what they were pushing in 2000. They were saying, you've got to do this or your country is going to devolve into open revolution and civil war. And they're still saying this. Today, we have a story on Zero Hedge. Mass migration should be accepted by Western nations, says the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. He was saying this back in January again. And, of course, as they point out in this story, they say the UN member states should prepare for great migratory movements, and the UN wants to manage that flow of migration. They've been pushing it, and they want to manage it. And they want to manage that migration flow, because that's what is going to be the push-pull behind this. It's not just the multinational corporations wanting cheap labor and the socialist or the socialist politicians wanting votes. It is also trying to keep a lid on everything. And as we look at one of the things that they have been using to try to control us, to try to push Agenda 21, which is really an agenda to put us into giant ghettos, mega cities. Because the Agenda 21 came out of the United Nations as well. Then they changed it to they made it more specific, 2030 Agenda for Sustainability. But the central aspect of that is to confine you to the cities. And that means that they have to do certain things to our ability to have, to own homes and so forth, our energy use, our ability to be able to transport ourselves around. And it is all based in and justified by climate change. But we have a Wall Street Journal article by Stephen Hayward, op-ed piece. This guy is a Berkeley scholar. He works for the University of California at Berkeley. And here's what he has to say about climate change. He says it's run its course. Its descent, he said, into social justice identity politics is the last gasp of a cause that has lost its vitality. and also his rationale for existence. Climate change, he said, is over. No, I'm not saying climate change will not change the future or that human influence on climate is negligible. See, if he were to say that, he would be excommunicated from the academic community. No, you can't say that. Now, that science is settled. And just as we pointed out this last week, oh, look, they found some new subatomic particles. Science is never settled if it's real science. But they say that the science of climate change is over. But they think as a political movement is what he's saying. That's the nuance here. As a political movement, as a justification for Marxism. That's why we call these people watermelon socialists. They're thoroughly red with a thin veneer of green on the outside. But he says because they have had to resort to social justice identity politics, it's a sign that they're done. He says, I mean that climate change is no longer a preeminent policy issue. All that remains is boilerplate rhetoric from the political class. That's all it ever was, folks. Frivolous nuisance lawsuits and bureaucratic mandates on behalf of special interest renewable energy rent seekers. Ooh, that puts a real fine point on it. Energy renewable rent seekers. Yeah, that term that was first used, I think, for the IMF under Robert McNamara after he finished messing up completely America with Vietnam. He went to the IMF and decided that he would turn all these Central and South American countries into rent seekers, telling them to build up not an infrastructure but a welfare system and borrow the money from him and his IMF. And he would make them permanent renters to the IMF. But he goes on to say, a good indicator of why climate change as an issue is over can be found early in the text of the Paris Climate Agreement that President Trump just got out of. Remember all these people wringing their hands? Oh, this is it. It's the end of the world. No, it's the end of your scheme. And here's how this Berkeley professor exposes it. And the Paris Climate Agreement, it says the non-binding pact declares that climate action must include concern for gender equality, empowerment of women, intergenerational equity, as well as the importance for some of the concept of climate justice. So when you look at this, you understand, and even some of the clear-eyed environmentalists who still believe, earnestly believe, that there is some man-made climate change, they look at this and said, well, you're just shuffling the chairs around the deck of the Titanic because you're allowing the biggest and dirtiest polluters, China and India, to continue to build the biggest and dirtiest factories at an alarming rate. And you're throttling the places where the factories are already pretty clean and they're not really expanding them that much in America and in Western Europe. So it was really an economic issue. It really wasn't that. But this guy's looking at it and said, there was nothing here because this is all about gender equality. Yeah, it was about gender equality. It was about redistribution of wealth. That's all it ever was. It was a watermelon, absolutely a watermelon. And when we look at the way that resources are misallocated, when we start to subsidize certain people, at the top of the hour, I'm going to talk to you again about this amazing price of a parking lot in Hong Kong and what that has to do with all of this climate change, renewable rent seeking and subsidy. So stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate. I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1775 worldwide.
Western Europe
has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship, brainwash young people against InfoWars, psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to get to the ethanol mandates, the astronomical parking place prices in Hong Kong, and Saudi women. They've had about 10 women actually get their driver's licenses there. They're going to be able to go through that process at the end of the month, but we're going to tell you what they still won't be able to do when we come back. At the top of the hour here, though, I'd like to give you just some news about what's going on with Spygate. We have, and I saw this yesterday, I immediately tweeted it out. I said, it didn't take very long after Bill Priestap started talking to the House Intelligence Committee for Andrew McCabe to seek immunity for Senate testimony. He's concerned. Because remember, Bill Priestap, as I pointed out yesterday, was the guy who was in between Peter Strzok and Andy McCabe. Remember Peter Strzok and his lawyer mistress, Lisa Page, texting each other all the time, talking about Andy? Well, that was Andy McCabe. And Bill Priestap was head of the counterintelligence, the FBI, and he was kind of the, I guess, maybe he was a fly on the wall. They didn't seem to be interacting with him too much. And he has been characterized as a friendly witness. He's somebody that you have not heard talked about and somebody who started talking yesterday. And immediately as that happens, Andrew McCabe's lawyer starts to seek immunity, says, hey, I can talk. I can talk. It's like, let me get out in front of this. I've got some stuff I could tell you. Give me immunity, please. Why does he need immunity? Well, you know, he was fired back in March. The Office of Inspector General wanted him fired. This wasn't necessarily something that Sessions had the guts to do, but the Office of Inspector General wanted him fired. They said he'd had misleading statements in at least three interviews. In other words, he lied. He lied. This FBI agent was actually an FIB agent for the Democrats. Fibbing out there. The leaks, says his lawyer, have forced us to acknowledge that there is a criminal referral here. In other words, he's looking at criminal charges. So now he's trying to sing to the Senate in order to get immunity. And he better hope that that goes through, because I think Bill Priestap is going to really hang him out to dry with what he knows. Mr. McCabe is willing to testify, but because of the criminal referral, he must be afforded suitable legal protection, said his lawyer. And then we learned that Stefan Halper, the walrus, remember this guy who basically did parallel construction on the Trump administration? That's how this all works, right? You know, oh, yeah, yeah, you know, I'm suspicious. I had some guy I saw was talking to someone at one of these guys that works for Trump. There was a Russian at a history meeting, and these two scholars were talking to each other. I think there's some collusion going. That's exactly what we thought. We better open up an investigation. We just had this guy tell us about this parallel construction. Same type of stuff that they do when they illegally surveil somebody. They drop some breadcrumbs and have the other people somehow discover it and get a search warrant. In this case, a FISA warrant. Well, this guy, the walrus, Stefan Halper, turns out was busted on crack cocaine charges. Yes, it's widely, you know, this is, he was not only indulging in massive amounts of food, but also in crack cocaine. Stefan Halper. Well, why not? I mean, when you've got the kind of drug connections that you have with the CIA and the intelligence committee, why wouldn't you become a drug addict, right? That's even better than being a physician where you can write your own prescriptions for drugs. You're part of the CIA, part of that intelligence aspect there. And we also have the Senate releasing unredacted Strzok page texts showing that the FBI initiated multiple spies into the Trump campaign, not just the walrus, not just the crack cocaine-smoking walrus. We had multiple spies in the campaign as well. Isn't that interesting? What a surprise. They have in this report about crack cocaine from a Gateway Pundit, they have a clip here. Stefan Halper, terminated. This is his case was thrown out on the criminal docket. Terminated. He was up for crack cocaine and failure to comply with a traffic control device and so forth. And they just terminated. They got him off. Isn't that nice? It's good to have friends in high places when you're a CIA agent and you get caught with crack cocaine. Of course, they created the crack cocaine epidemic.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. At the top of the hour, I was giving an update on Spygate for those of you listening on the radio. I have a news broadcast there. And, of course, one of the things that's interesting coming out of the last day or so, not only is Andy McKay begging to testify for immunity because he's facing criminal charges and because his the guy between him and Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, Peter Strzok reported to Bill Priestap, who reported to Andy McCabe, and Bill Priestap has been a cooperating witness, as they say, for quite some time. He's testifying yesterday and said, oh, this is bad news for Andy McCabe, and later that day, his lawyers coming out and say, hey, I can tell you something if you give me immunity. Yeah, he's worried about that. And then we also learned that Stefan Halper, the walrus, was involved in crack cocaine, had his charges dismissed, though. You know, he knows people. You know, when you look at this dirty dossier and these other things that these people were doing, I guess a lot of people look at this and say, what were these people smoking? Well, it turns out crack cocaine. they would know, wouldn't they? They were the ones who created the crack cocaine epidemic, the CIA. The dirty tricks that they did to fund their dirty war in Central America, the crack cocaine epidemic that they introduced into L.A. and other places. That's the CIA for you. That wonderful institution. Somehow they just got off the track in the last couple of years, didn't they? No. On the same track they've always been. FBI as well. Anyway, let's go back to the environmental stuff because we were talking about in the last, just before the top of the hour, we're talking about a Berkeley professor who said, you know, as a political justification, political movement, climate change stuff is dead. And he went back to the Paris Climate Agreement, which thankfully President Trump got us out of, over the objections of Ivanka Trump and Rex Tillerson and all these people trying to keep us in it. Paris Climate Agreement that was self-ratified by Barack Obama and John Kerry because they couldn't get the Senate to constitutionally ratify. They knew that wasn't going to happen. So I'll just ratify it myself, he said. I'll do self-ratification. Well, President Trump unratified it because you can do that. And he could do that with DACA if he wanted to, but we won't go back to that again. But when we look at the Paris Climate Accord, of course, the guy said, look, this whole thing is dead because it's turned into social justice identity politics. And he read, and I read for you from the Paris Climate Agreement. It's absolute nonsense. But there's other types of nonsense that comes up when you buy into this. I want to talk about the ethanol mandate, and I want to talk about the electric vehicle subsidies and how it invites the kind of waste, fraud, and abuse and poverty that any kind of central planning creates. You know, early in the program, we talked about how Kim Jong-un is so poor that he can't pay for his hotel bill to go to the summit. So he has to have a nuclear disarmament group use their Nobel Peace Prize money to pay for his hotel room. But we bankrupt municipalities with socialism. We bankrupt states like California with this kind of approach. And we bankrupt entire countries. A good example of this, again, is Tesla, the poster child for EV subsidies, where all of us get to subsidize these six-figure cars for the wealthy. Well, what is happening now? Breitbart reports that Business Insider reviewed internal documents, and what they found was jaw-dropping amounts of waste. So much waste, they said, make your jaw drop. They described the amount of resources dedicated to Model 3 production as jaw-dropping, wasteful. Business Insider claimed after reviewing their internal documents that the company expects as much as 40% of the raw materials used to produce batteries and driving units manufactured at the Gigafactory in Nevada to be scrapped or reworked by employees before they're sent to the Tesla factory in Fremont, California to be assembled into the cars. See, this is why they can't build the cars. Not only is throwing away 40% of your material or having it reworked, I mean, that's what's killing their production line. But they say, that is to say that for every 2,500 battery packs and driving units that leave the Gigafactory, an additional 1,000 pieces of non-conforming material are created. Half of that will be reworked and put into other car parts. The other half becomes scrap. But it's okay, because he's got a sugar daddy with Uncle Sam. And George Soros now has become a angel investor for Tesla as well. So they're going to still be there. But this is how subsidies reward inefficient, non-competitive companies who will eventually fail anyway, just like we saw with Solyndra. When you give money to companies and they don't have to compete in the marketplace, you wind up with this kind of waste, quite literally, waste. And, you know, it's not only unfair for taxpayers to have to pay for this. It's not only unfair for these crony capitalists to get this money because of their political connections, but it actually eventually fails anyway because they haven't learned how to compete. And then there's the ethanol mandate. As the Daily Caller points out, and of course, we got a lot of mandates coming about our fuel. You may not realize it, but they're upping the octane level. Eric Peters, last time I talked to him a week or two ago, was talking about the fuel mandates that are coming down the pike. They're going to mandate high octane fuel. It's going to be very expensive for you to buy at the pump, and you will have to have a new car to take advantage of that. But that's okay, because Detroit wants this. It'll help Detroit. If they mandate that you've got to have super high octane fuel, that will help them with the arbitrary federal mandates on the corporate average fuel economy. Well, it might be better to get rid of the corporate average fuel economy mandates, wouldn't it? No, instead they will make two mistakes rather than admit to one or to repeal the other. But it also has a kind of back and forth with the oil companies, the people who are making the additives as well. As the big refiners, I'm going to tell you how this law of unintended consequences is putting out small refiners and small mom-and-pop fueling stations. They want you to start down the line of mandates that has all kinds of consequences. So there's a number of proposals that are there. They're going to require oil refiners and importers to blend biofuels, mainly corn, ethanol, and other things like that, into gasoline and diesel fuel. And what that does, perhaps in an unintended way, maybe it was intended, it means that independent refineries that can't produce the required blends have to purchase credits that are sold on the open market. Oh, you know, kind of like we'd have carbon credits and stuff like that. But this is something that works out for the large oil companies. You think they figured this out ahead of time? Got their buddies in Washington to put this through? Yeah, I think so. Initially, the credits were less than 10 cents per gallon, but now they've ranged as high as $1.40 per gallon. So these small independent refineries are having to buy credits from the big guys because they don't have the ability to produce this stuff. The cost of purchasing these credits, called RINS, RINs to comply with the ethanol mandate has made refinery operations unprofitable. Said large gasoline retailers are gaming the system, selling excess credits at a profit, and generating revenues that allow them to then turn around and undercut competitors. This puts a bias against small retailers that has serious implications for their long-term survival. And the demise of small mom-and-pop fueling stations has accelerated with more than 12,000 closing since 2007. In the same way that the Dodd-Frank bill caused the closure of many small local banks because they couldn't comply with all the regulations. They couldn't do all the paperwork. They had to get out of certain types of loans. The big banks, the ones that were too big to fail, too big to jail. Oh, yeah, they had the massive departments, and they could comply with the regulations, and they could strangle the small banks. Remember when Drudge would put it up every year? Oh, well, we had this many go out of business. There was hundreds of banks going out of business all, you know, every year, several hundred, several thousand going out of business. Well, now, as predicted, after they have cleared the table of a lot of these small competitor banks, now the big banks are going to their Republican allies and saying, let's get rid of Dodd-Frank now. We don't really need it anymore. It's driven out our small competitors. That's exactly the way this works. It doesn't matter if you're talking about regulations at a city level, at a state level, at a federal level. That's the way these regulations always work. They're always put there to drive out the small competitors by the big guys. And then once the small competitors are gone, they come out and they say, look at how damaging this has been to the economy. Let's remove that. And then they rake in the profits when they're the only ones left in the business. Even the environmental community has started to question the alleged benefits of ethanol. Things because they have higher than expected carbon emissions, fertilizer runoff, and reduced wildlife habitat. But what they have really reduced is competition for the big refiners, competition for the big banks. All right, when we come back, I promise, I'm going to get into these Saudi women and their driver's licenses, and I'm going to talk about Gretchen Carlson. And then we got Lionel joining us at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. As we listen to the music, Jessica, that was became the theme song for Top Gear. Where are you going to park your expensive car? If you're in Hong Kong, the price of a parking spot jumped from one person sold one parking spot. And when you look at this picture that's there, it's a couple of Rolls Royces. They say, hey, I had a parking spot. $433,000 for a parking spot. Person bought that and flipped it in just 9 months for $760,000. $750,000 for a parking spot. How about that? I mean, that's more than your Rolls Royce, most likely. I don't know. I'd have to go back and look at the Top Gear archives, see what, how much one of those things costs. But, more than your Rolls Royce for your parking spot. But this is, folks, is what it looks like with Agenda 21. See, when you got to pay $750,000 for a parking spot, and you're not going to even really be able to afford a 200 square foot micro apartment, maybe you might have to go down to a converted concrete drainage tube. You know, they put those things out there as well. This is what they want for us. This is what they, how they want to confine us to the cities. This is Agenda 21, the UN Agenda 2030 for sustainability. This is what this is all about. This is what the self-driving cars, the electric cars, the banning of cars in the cities. They want to be able to tax and track your every movement. They want to confine you to things like this. And when they do that, you're not really going to have much of a choice one way or the other. And when you look at what they're doing to the Saudi women, you know, they're going to graciously give them driving licenses. I mean, they can prohibit anything they want. They're the government, of course. They're not going to ask you if you really want to go down this road of having cars banned and having private homes banned and not being able to afford to travel outside of a city. They're not going to ask you about that. They're going to put on fuel mandates. They're going to mandate you buy expensive fuel, expensive cars. They're going to make them so expensive you'll have to rent them by the ride. This is where this is all headed. But let's take a look at Saudi Arabia, because, you know, as we look at President Trump, he originally, last year, the first Ramadan, he decided he was not going to continue the tradition that was started by Hillary Clinton in 1996, where she held an iftar feast. First time that had been done, 1996. They continued it through that term of the Clintons. George W. Bush continued it. Obama continued it. President Trump said in 2017, no, I don't think so. But this year they're doing it. Why? Why would they do that? Why would they honor this? Why would Hillary Clinton, the woman who is all about female empowerment, why would she honor this religion that oppresses women? And let me tell you how they oppress women. Oh, they are now giving women the right to vote and to drive in the 21st century. They said 10 women got the first Saudi licenses given to women on Monday. About 2,000 more expected to join the community before the ban will expire on June 24th. And they only charge them 10 times as much for a driver's license as they do men. But these are the things they're still not going to be able to do. They can't, they still have to have a strict dress code. They have to have an ankle-length garment called an abaya. They cannot associate with men with whom they're not related. If they want to leave home, travel, work, rent an apartment, make a legal claim, or access health care, they must be accompanied by or have the permission from a Wally, a male guardian, a Wally. I'm worried about the beaver, June, you know, it's, anyway, Wally, and it's spelled W-A-L-I. Women must also seek permission from their guardians to marry or divorce. If they want to marry a foreigner, they've got to get the permission of the Ministry of Interior, not just their guardian, but the Ministry of Interior. Oh, and forget about it. If you want to marry a non-Muslim, you're not going to be allowed to do that. They're not allowed to have their own bank accounts. The sworn testimony of a woman is only worth half of a man. Daughters receive only half the inheritance. In a case of divorce, women are only allowed custody of their children until they reach the age of 7 for boys and 9 for girls. That is what Hillary Clinton was celebrating with the iftar. And that is what Donald Trump will be celebrating. He should be using that. Shut that down, as I said yesterday, just like he shut down this phony Philadelphia Eagles thing and say, we're going to have an event to honor Tommy Robinson and put pressure on the Brits to release him. But when we look at this and we look at Gretchen Carlson saying, we're going to get rid of the bikinis at the Miss America contest. What are they going to do? Are they going to have them wear burkas maybe? It's not going to be about their outward physical appearance, she said. It's going to be no longer a pageant, but a competition. And when she said this, I looked at this, I thought, this is the most ridiculous social justice warrior identity politics pandering I have ever seen. It is a suicidal aspect. And the very thing that made her career by winning that beauty pageant and then being somebody who read a teleprompter on television after winning the beauty pageant. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard anybody say at one of these, associated with these pageants, except for this. Maybe even more ridiculous than this. Remember Miss South Carolina, Miss Teen South Carolina? Let's play that clip.
Polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much.
And, along that line, Gretchen Carlson, winner of one of these contests, said, we don't want to be out there in high heels and swimsuits. It's what comes out of their mouths that we care about. So just imagine that clip, but instead of a pretty girl with makeup and so forth and high heels and a bathing suit or whatever, she wasn't in a bathing suit when she was answering that question, but just imagine her there with a burqa, for example, because if we're going to go politically correct, we've got to embrace Islam. It is the most politically correct and intolerant of all the religions out there. You know, these beauty contests have really become an anachronism, kind of like circus clowns. You know, speaking of circus clowns, there's Gretchen Carlson. But it may provide something for Hillary Clinton. Because, you know, after failing to become president and then saying, you know, I'd really like to be CEO of Facebook when they asked her what she'd like to do, neither one of those things are going to happen. But since looks are now off of the chart here. That's not going to be a part of the contest. Maybe Hillary's got an opening here. She could become Miss America, maybe. You know, it's going to open the door for Hillary and a lot of people like her to compete in these contests. You know, she could have gone back to the way she was when she was in college with the striped pants and the dark horn rim glasses and the no makeup look and everything. She could compete in this. We could have people like Hillary Clinton, becoming Miss America. Or they would change it to Ms. America, I'm sure. So it might be an opening for Hillary Clinton, but it's not going to stop there. Today, I'm looking at this idiotic news, and this is why I decided to cover this trivial thing, because I think it tells us a lot about our suicidal culture, destroying the very things that have created us, the very thing that created Gretchen Carlson she's now destroying. The BBC, the case for renaming women's body parts. Oh, you might want to start with the name woman, because that's got man in it. And they say stuff like, what is Gabriel Fallopian doing hanging around the ovaries? You know, forget about the fact that he was a doctor. Forget about the fact he's a medical researcher. You know, he was a man. He was probably a white European, Gabriel Fallopian. They said the truth is men are all over women's bodies. Dead white male and anatomists, they said. I was going to say antagonists. They're the antagonists. Anatomists. So these guys who are the medical researchers, they're men. So if something is named after a man, let's change the name. This is how insane this has become. All right, stay with us. When we come back, we're going to double down with Lionel. We'll be right back.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Lionel. Again, you can find him on YouTube, Lionel Nation. You can find him on Twitter, at Lionel Media. Perfect day for Lionel to join us with all the insanity in the culture happening today. Lionel, what are you and I going to do? I mean, typically we're glued to our television sets with the rabbit ears. We're anxiously awaiting the geography questions and the swimsuit contest. And, and now that the humorless feminists have taken over Miss America, what are we going to do? I mean, where's Burt Parks when we need him, right?
I have never understood. Beauty pageants. I think they are a latter day version of the minstrel show. I think they are. No, I'm serious. They're outdated. They're anachronistic. I don't even know why I can't see myself, but that's funny. Maybe there's some reason why I'm off. There we go. They go, what are you doing? I didn't pay my bill. but here we have something that no matter what anybody says, this is a stupid, anachronistic, display of flesh. And it's like the minstrel show. It's an anachronism. It's offensive. And yet they're still doing it. So finally somebody says, well, let's take away the beauty part of it or whatever. I'm thinking, now, not defending it, what is it? Do I want to hear what Miss Puerto Rico thinks about world peace or how she would, what's her favorite particle physics theory? I mean,
they can have them do calculus questions in a burqa. I think that'll be perfect, you know?
What's the square root of, what's the derivative of 2x squared? 4x. Yeah. We all know that. But the point is,
they'll have many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. You know, they'll be feminist general, right?
Well, you do when you clean it up and wear a long coat, nobody will notice. Now, here's the thing that got me. Yesterday, so help me God, I should go blind if I'm lying, as they say here. My wife and I get this text. Kate Spade committed suicide. Okay. Horrible.
I know, it's on Drudge Report. It's like, well, who was that?
Let me just go on the record, and I want you to tape me saying this, because I'm going to have to repeat myself a million times. I'm not laughing. I'm not lauding. I'm not anything. I'm not doing it. Okay. So as we're doing this, we're looking here locally as that's a tragedy. It is. It's a tragedy because it's mental health, which is what I said initially. Sister, find out. Maybe there was a divorce. Who knows? Okay, fine. Now, that's not it. David, I think now yesterday on Park Avenue in front of her building, throngs of mourners bringing flowers, people who bought her bag. Now, again, I'm saying this. I'm not saying she left a life that wasn't worth living or wasn't significant, but today especially, 74 years after, you know, D-Day, the perspective. Now, Princess.
To a handbag memorial.
Well, Princess died. I mean, can you imagine you and I, going crazy, we found out that Larry Florsheim did himself in. I'm not trying not to, but I don't know what the correlation is. She hasn't made a bag in I don't know how many years. Yeah, her name's on it. You know, Pierre Cardin. I mean,
I never heard of this, Lionel, because I get all my handbags at Walmart. I never knew about Kate Spade. I can't afford those kind of expensive handbags. I thought it was some kind of something that only the people that are inside the elite in New York would know about, you know, because I saw this on the Drudge Report and I had to click on it because it said Spade committed suicide with a scarf or something like that. So who is this? Somebody killed themselves with a spade, or they killed themselves with a scarf? I had to click on the article to see what they were talking. It wasn't clear to me who this even was or what was going on. I thought it was a violent crime.
Aside from that, this was a mourner's. Now look, in New York, when David Bowie died, I understand it. This guy was a rocker. Look, in 1978, when Terry Kath didn't commit suicide, but the guitarist for Chicago, when he accidentally killed himself, it really, I mean, that's my only time ever when I reacted, very, very, negatively and sadly to somebody dying. We had here in New York in 1980, John Lennon. Look, I'm not trying to compare this, but what I'm saying though is, and I'm not saying, well, she made a bag, but David, there's this thing I've always thought is called auto-mourn. And what it is an almost rote, structural, behavioral, like murmuration, like flocking behavior of birds that fly in those, like starlings. It's called a murmuration. These big ink blots of swarms. People all of a sudden stopping what they're doing, going and paying homage to this woman, a tragedy, who has it made a, they sold the company, her name's on there, and Chelsea Clinton weighs it. I got my first Kate Spade from my grandmother.
And Ivanka, yeah, the and royal Ivanka, family abroad right. in the UK, as well as the royal family here. And when I went to the article, I saw these pictures of all these movie stars and celebrities and the royal family and the Clintons and everything with their handbags made by this one. So I figured, oh, well, this is something super expensive. That's why I wouldn't know anything about it, you know. But I'm surprised that there's enough people in New York that, you know.
Oh,
that this
no.
Is,
are you kidding?
No, I'm just out of touch kidding? With handbags. I don't know.
Well, no, but the thing is, are we so bereft of hero? And it's, of course, a tragedy. And I keep saying that. And nobody's laughing at she might have had mental illness and the divorce and all that. But let me tell you what happened years ago. I was doing morning drive on WABC. And at the time, I'll never forget, they said, break for network, big announcement. I said, oh my God. And they played the news sounder that, breaking news. And the announcer came on, the ABC booth guy said, this just in, Sonny Bono dead. And I laughed. I mean, not laughed at the death of Sonny Bono. I got you, baby. But the idea that, my God, what if Clapton died? It's a one size fits all the top auto mourn, this automatic DEFCON 1. Everybody assume your positions. Grab it. Whoever goes, whoever dies, who whatever, we don't know proportion. We have social media telling us what to do. What we don't know. We don't know these people. We also love, and it's the only thing where we actually get out and show part of a funereal, lugubrious type of oh my God, it's in wow, top definition. By Captain Negative, no less. I've been saying this since I was in high school. We couldn't believe it. But the point is, it's now gone from people where it is a stylized, systematic celebration of not so much the event, but look how I am taking this. It's like in Facebook, people, let's see what your crack staff does with this one. How about people who post pictures of their parents on the last, they're in extremis, their last moments of life, and they're saying, look at me. Look at what I've got to put up with. Am I suffering or what? Can you feel my pain? Look how I'm so sad. RIP hashtag, whatever. And that's what this is. This is changed to the point where everything.
You know, I think there's something else here too, though. Why don't, you know, we look at this and I look at this and you're talking about Sonny Bono or whatever. It always happens with a celebrity. People believe that they don't have a lot of relationships in their everyday life. They become more and
Correct.
More insulated and insular and whatever. You know, the Facebook doesn't give you any relationships or whatever. But you feel like you got a relationship with these actors and actresses, which is why it kind of surprises me with somebody that's making a handbag. You know, I didn't know about her, but it's not the kind of person you typically would think that you'd have a relationship with. But you watch these people and you watch their movies and you get invested in their character. You feel like you know them. And you don't have a lot of friends, and so it becomes a big deal for people. You know, they're really mourning the passing of Robin Williams because they have been involved with him in so many ways. That's why this whole thing with a handbag manufacturer surprises me that people would have that kind of emotional involvement. I understand it with celebrities because they don't have real friends and they get involved with that, but I'm surprised with the Spade issue that there's that many mourners lined up.
And you're right about that. I'm not trying to mock this, but if I told you that Jerry Florsheim died, now would you say, oh my God, Florsheim. I remember my first pair. Come on, let's go. I'll pick you up. We're going to go to the Florsheim thing at the mall and bring a
Nobody
wreath.
Nobody but you and I would remember that, right?
Right. But, or
Buster
Tom
Brown,
McCann.
He died too, I think.
Yeah, Buster Brown, like... Tom McCann. Again, it's like, do we not? It's not that we know these people. We celebrate the fact of our pageantry of grief.
That's right. Well, we'll be right back. Florsheim, Buster Brown, God rest their souls. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight with Lionel. Stay with us.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as Traveler Stew, Homestyle Potato Soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Lionel. We're going to hit some more aspects of the insane culture that we live in here. Of course, you can find Lionel on YouTube, Lionel Nation. On Twitter, you can find him at Lionel Media. Lionel, we had very interesting occurrence yesterday with President Trump saying, never mind, if you're not going to send but a couple of people here from the Super Bowl team, the Philadelphia Eagles, we'll just forget that, and we'll call in the Marine Band and the Army Chorus, and we'll have our own event. And then, of course, today, you know, Chris Matthews is saying, these people are such elitist. He's talking about Democrats, not necessarily multimillionaire football players. They're so elitist that, you know, I hope that they lose. Chris Matthews is saying that. At the same time, you got on CNN, you got a reporter who's saying, well, there's real problems with the national anthem in the second verse. I mean, what is going on with these people? Is President Trump the only one who understands what people's real concerns are with this?
Well, look, you know, it's 153 days until the midterm elections. Yesterday was a 500 days since he was elected, and they still don't have any idea of what they want to do. There's no message. But this cultural war, David, this writes itself for us every single day. I mean, God, thank God for this. I got to tell you this one. You got to see this. I happened to walk by, my wife happened to have on, and I had on the background, and I like to sample. I call it sampling. It's my duty. I watch it, so you don't have to. But The View. The View is, put it this way, normally I would rather drink bleach, lick a belt sander, or perhaps maybe a root canal the hard way with a jackhammer than watch that. But yesterday, as you know, something very, very interesting happened. The rules are now go after Bill Clinton. It's okay. He writes this book, and if he wrote it, and if he wrote a book, I'm Eleanor Roosevelt. He has no idea where he is. Have you noticed how he hasn't closed his mouth in about 10 years? I don't know. He walks around like, I mean, she's doing this, you know, and staring, and he's drawing flies. He can't close his mouth. He's like, well, I wrote a book. Okay. You think he would just say,
the Clintons haven't aged well, and their alibis have aged even worse, haven't they?
So anyway, there he is. So he's doing this thing, and he writes this book, and they ask him all of a sudden, what about Monica Lewinsky? Now, David, here's the thing. Remember, always over apologize. Not that you would have to do that. But you say, I'm wrong. Here she goes. Watch this. Here we go. Boom. There's the moment. Boom. That's it. This was the night of nobody said, hey, is something wrong with her? I will never forget that. This is when I knew they didn't know anything. Anyway, so as he's sitting there, he said, what do you think about Monica Lewinsky? You think he would have said, I am wrong. I was wrong. I feel your pain. I'm a dirtbag. I'm a scoundrel. I'm a goatish. A fool who has apparently elided the truth for whatever. Fine. No. He said, well, I've apologized. Everybody said, you ruined that. Missed the great communicator. Okay, fine. But what was interesting about that was this was the all clear sign to go after him. And if you can go after him, you can go after Hillary. They realize this. Yeah. Now, meanwhile, so I happened to catch, believe it or not, Joy Behar, who is from a planet, a star system, a parallel universe I never want to go to. So as they were talking about this, they said, yes, Bill Clinton did do this. However, Trump is grabbing women. And I want to say, could we please take the Billy Bush, not that it matters, 500 days into the election, but could we please take the Billy Bush reference, which apparently what this is regarding grabbing women, and pay particular note. I mean, if you're going to bring it up, you might as well get the story straight. He said, women will let you. Now, I know it doesn't really matter. You shouldn't be doing this in the first place, but he's basically talking about consensual manucaption of various pudenda. Okay, now, that notwithstanding, but they still, this has transmuted into he grabs women. Then they make a parallel. This is Joy Behar trying to make a parallel. Well, okay, he did this, but Trump grabs women, and then you say, what about the other women?
Juanita Broderick was very outspoken about this. It's like, why wouldn't you ask him about the rape thing? And the question is, why wouldn't Ken Starr bring that up? Well, you know, it was a cover-up even going to Ken Starr. I mean, he goes from there to Epstein, covering up for that, then covering up for the Baylor football players. But he wasn't going to go to the dirty dealings of the Clinton Foundation, Whitewater, and all that kind of stuff. He wasn't going to talk about the violent sexual assault or the rapes. He was just simply going to talk about a consensual affair that involved a minor perjury.
Listen to what you just said. Do you hear what you just said? You said he's not talking about the violent rapes and the sexual assaults. How many times you get to say that about anybody in any context? Name one time you've ever talked about an actor, a football player, maybe, but you're talking about a two-term president. You just said, and why won't anybody talk? Is it enough? When are we going to talk about the violent sexual predation, the rapes, and the violent? Have we lost our
minds? Or the multiple Arkansides that happened around them, the list of dead bodies associated with them, you know. No, let's not talking about that either.
When he was on with Colbert, you know, they're making Colbert out to be the Grand Inquisitor, the Torquemada. And there's this picture of him. And you know, during the break, he said, let me tell you something, Stephen. You know the name Vince Foster? Does that mean anything to you? I prove one thing. That was the worst crime scene. You didn't need Quincy to figure out. And they bought it hook, line, and sinker. And trust me, a lot more people like Vince Foster than they do you. Look at me. I may walk around with my mouth hanging open, But trust me, that dog don't hunt. I'd really think about what you're asking me. But here's the,
right.
Now,
yeah.
Let me tell you the beautiful thing about Trump. This is what Trump is just, I love this guy. He says, Mr. Trump.
Yes.
This is an imaginary conversation. You know that thing you said about the NFL?
Yeah.
Well, that may not have happened. Maybe with the Eagles. So? No, I'm just saying they don't say nobody likes these people. Nobody's going to be saying, hey, you're not allowing these people. He seizes on the moment and the feeling. Millionaires acting like babies in front of billionaires. He is seized on this. Did you see Mr. Germaphobe? I got to hand it to him. Shake a thousand hands. He probably walked around like a week, like wondering, like, what is the, I can't feel my hand anymore. And these are midshipmen on the great ship. He did this.
Well, that's the thing that Chris Matthews was talking about. He said these people are so elitist. He was talking about how older politicians like Tip O'Neill or RFK would look people in the eye. They'd make a connection to people like President Trump, just as you're talking about, going through the crowds. How many times have we ever seen anybody have tens of thousands of people show up? That didn't happen. Obama didn't get as big a crowds, even when he was fronted by a lot of very popular bands. Trump would just go out and do a stream of consciousness talk for an hour or so and have tens of thousands of people show up. So there was a connection with him that there isn't with these people who are so elitist, these football players and these politicians like Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. They believe they're entitled and they don't have a connection with people.
Speaking of which, I've got to bring this in. I didn't plan on this. The other day, Carrie Kennedy, she's the seventh of the 11 RFK children. She's the sister married to Andrew Cuomo, whatever it was. So anyway, so get this. Robert Kennedy said, you know, I was thinking this being the 50th anniversary and me being, you know, tough as nails going after, you know, I guess he's still interested in the vaccine autism connection. Maybe, I don't know, but he's where he was. But anyway, but I'm Bobby Kennedy and I'm the dauphin of the whatever. And I think on the 50th, I think, you know what? Maybe there's something to this idea that maybe Sirhan didn't kill my father because basically he had a gun with a bullet and there were 13 rounds and he was shot in the back and Sirhan was standing in the front and I was going to go, you know what? And he actually said, look this up. Let's see if your staff finds this. He says, I was with my wife, Cheryl Hines, and she waited in the car while I went and talked to him for 3 hours. I hope they rolled the window down and left water for her. They left her in the car. Anyway, I that's the part that got me. So he sits down and says, well, I'll be damned. You mean there's something? Okay, recently this week, Carrie Kennedy was on, might have been Jake Tapper, and somebody asked her, do you, while we're talking about this new book about your father, wonderful things he said. Do you think maybe are you interested in maybe finding out whether the story of who killed your father, not who you know the prince that was removed from the tapestry of American politics? No, do the man who killed. Do you think the people who got away? She says, you know, I didn't really want to get into this conspiracy theories. Conspiracy theory.
Yeah,
her
yeah.
father. Yeah. Now, I'm thinking to myself, do they say, now here's your trust fund. Here's your story. Don't you ever bring up anything. Did you see this? You know, I don't pay any attention to that conspiracy theories sort of thought process. What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, recently, I was watching about how they caught not the Garden State, that would be New Jersey, the Golden State murder and rapist, and how parents who've lost their kids never forgot. And as long as it takes me, you always hear about the cop who retires, but by God, I'm going to find out the cold case squad. Can you imagine Carrie Kennedy and the cold case squad? Oh, come on. The conspiracy. What are you, come on. He confessed. It's just, I'm thinking to myself, we live in a parallel universe. David, the moment I start to agree with this, please do me a favor. Seek help for me. Have me medicated.
It's absolutely amazing. Amazing that they wouldn't care about who killed their father. Absolutely amazing. Well, that's all the time we have. Thank you for joining us. And thank you, Lionel, for joining us. And again, you can find him on YouTube, Lionel Nation. You can find us, Real News with David Knight, on YouTube.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia
You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, mate. I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.